Nolte, polls show hobbled Biden limping into Soto, trailing Trump in rematch. By John Nolte on February 28, 2022. His fraudulency. Joe Biden will give his State of the Union address in a political environment where polls show him losing to Donald Trump in a potential 2024 rematch. After 14 months in office, more than a year defined by every conceivable domestic and foreign policy failure, polling from News Nation / Decision Desk HQ shows former President Trump beating his fraudulency by 4 points. And if the next election for president was held today and the major party candidates were Donald Trump and Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? The pollsters asked. Joe Biden earned just 36.5% of the vote, while the former president earned 40.6%. 16% chose a third-party candidate, while 6% said they would sit the election out. The margin of error is 3 points. This aligns almost perfectly with the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, which tracks the hypothetical 2024 face-off polling and shows Trump beating slow Joe on an average of 3.7 points. Biden's failures are so self-evident, every single pre-State of the Union poll shows his presidency in a free fall. Here are the job approval numbers. USA Today / Suffolk, approve, 39, disapprove, 57, minus 18. Rasmussen, approve, 40, disapprove, 59, minus 19. Harvard-Harris, approve, 38, disapprove, 55, minus 17. Reuters / Ipsos, approve 43, disapprove, 53, minus 10. The poll that almost certainly shook DC's bubble elite was the latest from ABC News / Washington Post, which showed Biden at just 38% approve and 57% disapprove. The corporate media's obvious hope was that Biden would sail into Tuesday's State of the Union address on the wind of a commander-in-chief bounce created by Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to wage war on Ukraine, a sovereign nation that posed no threat to anyone. But that was only wishful thinking on the fake media's part. The American people know Biden 1. Failed to stop Putin's criminal adventurism and 2. Encouraged the war against Ukraine with his obscene abandonment of Afghanistan and his killing of American energy pipelines and approval of Putin's. Not to mention Biden's dwindling mental faculties. Overall, in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Biden is upside down on his handling of the economy by, this is not a typo, 22 points. He's down 19 points on foreign policy, he's down 4 on the coronavirus and is minus 25 on immigration. By far, though, Biden's most recent desperate move has been the CDC's near removal of all coronavirus restrictions in the days just before the State of the Union. A move the American people are likely to see as cynical and calculated, based on politics and not science. This, of course, will only cement the impression that the last 2 years of restrictions were also based on politics and not science. The worst news for Biden, and America, is that he is not a victim of circumstances beyond his control, like an establishment-wide Russia collusion hoax or hostage crisis. Instead, Grandpa Joe is a victim only of his own incompetence, stupidity, impaired judgment, and terrible policies. Other than the 2024 election, there is no end in sight for Biden's failures and the American people, who are suffering through them. As I wrote over the weekend, the state of Biden's union is in chaos at home and abroad. And no amount of State of the Union rhetoric or media propaganda can or will change that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.